Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Full count. Otani ka? Trout ka?
I understood WBC. That's all I needed to know.
What an unexpectedly glorious baseball moment in the middle of March. Good morning, gentlemen. Bob Pompiani, Ron Cook, and Folsey here for, well, 4 hours of treats galore. How are you guys today, Ron? Good?
Joe, I'm doing wonderful. Bob, how about you?
Konnichiwa.
Folsey?
Doing great.
Did everybody watch that last night live?
Pretty amazing.
Did you guys? I didn't
see the whole game, but I saw the end, and that's all that matters.
That's all you needed to see, man.
All that matters. How about the sense of drama that Ohtani has?
Two outs.
Did you see him throw his glove?
Oh.
He called it the best moment of his life.
In the most watched baseball game in human civilization history. They don't have the numbers yet, but the previous one was that, and now you add
on. Well, it's global.
Global. Well, that's why, yeah. Plus a couple million people at least in this country, and It's Ohtani against Trout.
How does it come down to
two
that?
Two outs, bottom of the ninth, in a one-run game.
How does it come down to that?
And you know, because they're teammates, that this is something that he's going to... I don't know if Trout will ever get a chance to even the score.
Trout didn't touch one of those
balls.
One
was 102 miles an hour. How's
100,
he gonna touch
100, 100, 102, 100, full count, and then an 87 yeah. mile an hour
that,
slider.
That slider shouldn't have been illegal.
That broke like
it
a wiffle ball.
It should be illegal.
It broke like a wiffle ball. So I had to write yet again, and I don't know what the argument against this is. How is Ohtani not the greatest baseball player who ever lived? Let's just recap for a moment. In this tournament, with a collection of some of the greats in the game. He hit a 448-foot home run. He threw the ball 102 miles an hour. And he ran from home to first in 4.1 seconds, which is elite. That's how fast Trey Turner runs, and Trey Turner has led the majors in stolen bases twice. He did all of that. He hit a 114-mile-an-hour grounder into a shift and beat it out for a single.
I think he had four doubles, too, didn't he?
And a record 10 walks.
He was the MVP.
And 10 RBIs. And he went 2-0 with a save as a pitcher with a 1.86 earned run average.
And 11 strikeouts and 9 and a third.
Here's what I don't understand what the argument is against it. Tell me. Tell me what the argument is that he's the greatest baseball player. And I would define it this way. If I could take any player ever in their prime and put them into a game right now, who's the best? He's the best. Willie Mays, Mickey Mantle, they'd be really good. But could they pitch? And more to the point, would they lead the majors among starters in strikeout rate? It'd be one thing if this guy was hitting 15 homers and pitching. That would be amazing. He's elite in both. So what's the argument against it?
Well, there really isn't. There's better hitters.
Yes.
There's better pitchers.
Yep.
But there's no better, when you put them together, you can't top it. You just can't.
But he is an ace of a staff who's your best hitter, arguably, one of them.
Period.
Which means which means he's two players in one, and which means he's going to get paid like nobody else has ever been paid, which is the next chapter of this whole thing.
So we agree that there's no argument against it. Do we?
No, I mean, it's hard.
I can't argue.
Especially if it continues at this level, that he's only going to get better at it, it seems.
I mean, I'd take Mickey Mantle or Barry Bonds as a hitter.
Yes.
I would take Bob
Ted
Gibson.
Williams.
Bob Gibson.
Yes.
Tom Seaver as
Cy
a pitcher.
Young.
I covered Cy.
How many Cy Young awards did he win?
I covered Cy. He was very irascible. He was hard to deal with. But the combination thereof, just he can play every day.
I can't believe when I'm watching it. I really can't.
Bob, did you guess watching it that he would, that 3-2 pitch would be a strikeout? I mean,
Part of me thought Trout would get a hold of 100 miles an hour.
When Trout hit one out.
Yes,
you know,
I was wondering that.
What were you thinking at the time?
That I wasn't thinking about a prediction. I was thinking Trout might get a hold of one here. But I did also think if he pulls the string on something, what do you do with that?
That slider is criminal.
87
it's just
looks like
criminal.
70.
Oh. Criminal.
So I'm just astounded by this guy. It would be like, and I'm not kidding about this, it would be like if Connor McDavid split his season. He played 50 games up front and still led the league in scoring, which I think he would over 50 games at his point per game rate, and then went back and played goal and had like, seriously, and had like a .920 save percentage. It would be like if Patrick Mahomes played safety and had 10 picks.
Yeah, two-way player, right. That's exactly right.
It's two entirely different sports, really, hitting and pitching. It's two different sports.
The nice thing about him is that he pitches, he hits in the same game. He does both. When he's not pitching, he's out there every day. He's DH. You got his bat in the lineup every day. He's an everyday pitcher or everyday player and an ace. He's the ace of their staff. He is their best pitcher.
Now,
so,
I ask this question every time we talk about him.
Yeah.
How long can it go? And do you eventually see him being just a pitcher or just a hitter? I think he's going to be just a hitter. At some point, there's more risk on your arm. I mean, how long can he keep doing this? He's already defied the odds.
That's the great question.
By doing it this long. I don't think anyone thought he could continue to do this.
No.
And he has had a history of arm problems.
Yes. And so if there's one thing that could hold him back, it's that.
Yeah.
He won't sustain that as an outfielder or wherever, DH, obviously.
Yeah, he'll definitely be just a hitter at some point.
At some point. But still, you'll never discount what he did. Because he may pitch now still for several more years at a very high level. There's no reason to think he would stop pending an injury.
Man, it would just be so great to see him on a stage like that again within the confines of actual Major League Baseball.
Well, I guess they said that they're saying it's officially coming back in 3 years. They've committed to it.
Yeah.
And he has already said, put me in, pencil me
in.
See,
and this is...
But these guys, it means more to them than the World Series, some of them.
But the only problem I have with this whole setup is that it happens now. A lot of guys aren't in it because they don't think they're ramped up ready to be in it. Their injury potentially. I don't know. But that's the thing about it that makes it interesting. And even though the Diaz injury is out for the year, that was a celebratory thing. So I'm not going to say
Altuve broke his thumb.
Well, yeah. I mean injuries can happen.
But they can get hurt in spring training games,
but
too.
But when you're not – if a lot of players who are good players choose not to play, and it's their choice, because they're not ready, it's too early in spring, can you blame them? And does that dilute –
looking at those rosters, it doesn't seem like too many turned.
No, but some did. Max Scherzer said, "I ain't doing it."
Did he?
Yeah, he pretty much said, "I'm not ready for this."
I don't blame people for doing that, and I wouldn't blame teams for saying no. But Ron, I agree with Ron that for these guys, even the Americans, it felt like the World Series. It really did. And what else? You could play it mid-season. But this reminded me of the world. Remember the World Cup of Hockey in '96? I just watched an entire show about this when the Americans upset the Canadians. One of the great upsets in hockey history, and it didn't matter when it was. You know what I mean?
Right.
It just mattered that it happened.
Or when Gretzky and Lemieux teamed together for Canada, and that.
Yes.
The
that
rendezvous.
Too. Right.
That was
right?
Against the Russians, right?
Yeah, that was spectacular. What, and
Gretzky
again,
assisted on the Lemieux goal.
It was unbelievable. Those two.
Babe Ruth. Pitched and hit full-time 1 year. That was 1919. No jokes about that. In 1919, that was the only year he did it, and he hit 29 homers, and he struck out 30 batters as a pitcher in like 130 innings. So historically, that's as impressive as it gets, and it's nothing compared to what Ohtani has done.
Not at all. No.
He has 80, Bob, in the last 2 years, he has 80 home runs and 375 strikeouts as a pitcher. He was the best strikeout starter in all of baseball, including Scherzer and anybody else you can mention.
But he also has a very, you know, in the last couple of years, that ERA, you know, if you look at it, it's not just throwing a ball by people. He's pitching. He is.
Did I mention he can run to first base in 4 seconds? Did you see that?
You think he's pretty much an athlete?
Think about this for a second. They were allowed to shift in this tournament. He hit 114-mile-an-hour ground ball into the shift. How many guys in all of baseball turned that in? And it was a clean play.
Yeah,
the guy picked it up and threw it to first, and he beat it out because he ran at a level, they said, Trey Turner. They said he throws as hard as Cole, like literally, hits the ball as hard as Aaron Judge, and runs as fast as Trey Turner.
What a good story Trey Turner is, too, you know, and the fact that he's now with the Phillies.
I don't know. Can anybody out there make an argument for anybody else you've ever seen? I almost feel like there's just
so. The next question,
two
Joe,
different
is
arguments.
What will it cost? So at some point, Anaheim is going to have to pony up, or somebody will.
I don't think he's going to. Let me throw out the number: 412-928.
Oh, I thought you meant how many millions.
928-9370.
Both. He can throw out both numbers.
928-9370. The only things I can think of is he hasn't won. And it's been a short time, but for me, 2 years is actually a long time. And neither did Ted Williams or Ichiro or Ken Griffey Jr. or Barry Bonds or Ty Cobb. So it's an individual sport in a large way. I don't know, Ron, $600 million? Or will it approach a billion? Could he approach a billion?
Well, he's probably, with all the endorsement stuff that he gets in Japan and where he is globally, that probably takes care of itself.
He will be a billionaire.
Trout made 400 plus million, and he hasn't won anything, and he's a hitter. You've got to believe that starting point is in the 500+ million, probably 6, like you said.
Buster only said Ohtani bidding war, Dodgers and Mets should approach 600 million. And then what if it does become a bidding war? And it gets upper, why
See,
not
once
700?
Again, though, only just a couple teams can even partake in this.
You don't think Nutting might have tried to go to the table?
How about sell the whole franchise? Give it to Ohtani. He can pay Nutting back, and Ohtani could run it and play it. He could be a pitcher, a hitter, and an owner, right. All of them at once.
Wait, what's the biggest contract in sports history? We did this last week, and now I can't remember.
I thought it was Trout, isn't it?
Is it?
In baseball, no, it's Mahomes, isn't it? Over 500, isn't Mahomes total value?
I'm gonna look that up right now.
Or if you go into racing or soccer,
soccer
will take you into an area that you're not.
Really,
soccer's insane.
Here it is.
It is.
Neymar,
Messi at 674 thousand. Ronaldo at 536.
How about Neymar? Where's he on it?
Million. Huh?
Neymar, is he on it? He should be if he isn't.
Well, here's the top four: Messi, Ronaldo, both well over $500 million. Patrick Mahomes is third at $503 million, and Mike Trout fourth. He's going to threaten Messi as the biggest contract ever.
I don't see how it doesn't happen.
Well, see, New York can play that. So can L.A. They both can because they have endorsement potential.
And I both have huge Japanese populations,
right, that's what I'm saying.
Assume,
they can really dig into that a little bit.
Messi got that over 4 years.
Yeah, Messi was 4 years.
What?
And if you look at Neymar, I bet you his on average, I saw a thing where his on average is right up there with his in terms of how much per year.
Just your average 4 years, $674 million contract.
Man. And it'll just, well, I could imagine another team jumping in there. What about the Mets? That guy will spend $1 billion on
him. You said the Mets and Dodgers.
You mentioned it. You said the Dodgers.
I'll tell you, the guy who's going to really shock you is San Diego's guy. He's not shy. He said, I'll go after whatever I have to go after.
And what about
the Yankees? He's worth about $8 billion, so he's not going to be worried about $600 million.
Yankees seem to be a little tamer, if you will, with Hank running it instead of his old man, you know?
Yeah.
Not that he's cheap, but it seems a little more restrictive with his spending.
Man, I just couldn't believe it when I tuned in. It was
How about the crowd?
It was phenomenal.
I mean, how about the crowd?
The crowd was great.
They've been into every one of those games.
Leading off with Mookie Betts and Mike Trout for Team USA.
How about in that ninth inning? He had to face, you know, he had Betts with a runner on. He had walked a guy, right? And he raced him on a double play.
That's Otani. Right. After McNeil was who he walked, right? And then he was facing three MVPs in
right.
a row. He never got to the third.
And McNeil, by the way, is a batting champ. You know, so
batting
it's,
as a pinch hitter,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
And then it was going to be three MVPs in a row. And then did you see in the dugout they were playing a little game where if you can throw a ball to the edge of the dugout and have it stay, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And he even won that.
Yeah, well, why not?
He even won that. And then he was jogging up and down in the dugout while he was playing as a position player, getting ready to come in as a closer and throw 102 miles an hour.
How long before Kim Kardashian makes her way into his life?
That's a good question.
Run away. Run away.
Who's the greatest athlete you guys have ever seen in any sport? In any sport?
Well, I'm going to say Mario Lemieux because I look at what he did, how he did it, unique.
We've all been watching sports for decades.
Greatest athlete, I mean, Bo Jackson.
Oh, you're talking about
overall
that you've
athlete,
seen in
maybe.
Person? Have you seen? Yeah. See, I don't.
Deion Sanders.
However you want to define it, it could be the greatest player you've ever seen, the greatest pure athlete. Who's the greatest you've ever laid eyes on?
Lemieux, Bonds are the two greatest.
Yeah,
I've
for
ever
me,
seen.
I agree. And Bonds too, another one that nobody wants to give him his due, but he was outstanding, and you know. If you're going to look at beyond Pittsburgh and beyond that, then I don't know how you can't put Otani number one right now.
For me, it's him. For me, it's him. And then maybe somebody like Carl Lewis would be it for what he did.
Yeah, but he tried to play defense. Was it him or Nehemiah? Who tried to play defensive back and got – remember?
Nehemiah went to football.
Right.
Carl Lewis – to me, the greatest way to judge an athlete is running and jumping. And Carl Lewis was the best in the world for a time at both of those.
Fulzy?
You know, I think NBA players are the most athletic overall.
Well, Anthony Richardson says, hold my beer.
Well, the greatest team sport athlete we've ever witnessed. For me, it's this guy.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think how you can't argue that. Because he's doing it, and he's doing it at a level that no one's ever seen before. So, he's not just Babe Ruth. He is better than Babe Ruth.
Fulzy, in your short life?
I mean, there's Bo Jackson, but I didn't grow up with watching Bo Jackson play. So it's got to be Shohei Ohtani.
Yeah, once you involve different sports, the thing about Bo Jackson and Deion is that Bo Jackson was a great running back, and he was an all-star in baseball.
He was a good player.
Yeah, but not on a long run of it. He didn't.
And he wasn't, Ohtani.
Well, Ohtani's only, if you say short run, how long's Ohtani been doing it now? A couple years?
To me, that's a long time.
As a pitcher, he's also had that injury situation there, Coltsy, you know. I mean, if he had to navigate himself through that. How old is he, by the way?
How old is he, Fulzy? 27, 26? Bo Jackson, as a baseball player, by the way, hit 32 home runs with 102 RBIs, so he's pretty darn close.
28.
1 year.
He's pretty darn close to being Ohtani as a hitter.
When you put pitcher in it as opposed to two different sports, you put one, like in baseball.
What's more impressive? Ron, jump in on this one. What's more impressive? Being a hitter and a pitcher to the degree of Ohtani, or being a hitter and then a running back in football?
See, that's two different sports.
That's more impressive to me.
That is more impressive to me.
Kind of hitting and pitching are two different sports,
I get it, but
too,
it's
though.
Still the same under the umbrella of baseball, right?
Yeah. What do you think, Bob?
I just think it's so unique to see a guy do it in baseball the way he has. I respect, obviously, all those guys to do it, but I bet you there are a lot of people who could do both. In baseball and football, who could? Because most of the guys growing up play both those sports.
You just brought and up they, an, chose brought not, up an
they,
interesting
They chose
point.
Not to do it because they're getting paid one way and that's it.
And if they had a chance, want you to play too.
Right? If they had a chance, they would. Like when Michael Jordan decided to do it, was on his terms and he wasn't very good at it, but he wanted to, you know, so you could do it.
He just brought up an interesting point. I think it's more difficult to be a great hitter and pitcher than it is to play multiple sports. Like, there are tons of guys, I think Bob's right, who could do that, who could They're such Patrick Mahomes. You think he could have been a great baseball player?
He was a baseball player.
And a good one.
Patrick Mahomes or anyone else within the sport of baseball be a great hitter and pitcher?
I bet you could.
You just helped put it into perspective for me.
I bet he could. This franchise doesn't want him to do that. A lot of people don't want you to do that, too.
I'm not sure that Patrick Mahomes could be an elite pitcher and hitter. I think it's the most astounding feat in sports history.
To me, I know being a goalie, I know playing quarterback. To me, the hardest thing to do is to hit that 3-2 slider low and away that he threw last night to Trout. Guys can't hit that slider.
And you can't take it.
You can't
do anything with it.
It's just, to me, it's the most challenging thing to do in sports. I know that's a debatable point.
Yeah.
People say, look at the chaos at quarterback. Look at a goaltender, what he's facing. To me...
Now think about
hitting this. Hitting the slider is the hardest thing in sports.
Ohtani does it on both ends.
He hits it and he throws it. Yep. You're right.
I think it's more impressive than Bo Jackson. And thank you, Bob, for putting that into perspective.
Thank you very kindly.
And Mark DeRosa, kindly, the manager, said, let me get his quote. It's an incredible quote here.
Oh, he called him the unicorn. He said, I've watched closely.
I've analyzed him for years. What he's doing, and this was a great quote, what he's doing in the game is probably what 90% of the guys in that clubhouse did in little league or youth tournaments.
Right.
He's able to pull it off on the biggest stage. He's a unicorn to the sport. And then this, I think other guys will try to pitch and hit like this, but I don't think they're ever going to do it at his level. I agree with that. I think we're seeing a one of a kind.
There's no doubt.
I want to see, they're not coming to PNC Park this year, are they?
I don't know.
I think Pittsburgh's there.
Do you think will spawn others to try the same thing?
Yes.
But you got to show. You got to show that you can do it, too.
And teams don't want you to do it.
No. It already has. With guys like
Bubba Chandler.
And the Pirates organization.
Is he still doing both?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Bob, do you know?
I thought he started
that
way.
You're the beat writer.
I thought he started that way, and then they kind of curtailed that. Although – I would think it'd be fun to do, and if you have the talent, why wouldn't you? The answer I know is injury. But let's see what happens. You never know.
I think that's going to just magnify Ohtani's greatness because there's going to be probably many people that are going to try to do the same thing he's doing right now, and it's going to be the same situation. They're going to go through the minor leagues, and they're going to have to pick one way or the other.
We've seen guys do it both in the major leagues. What's the guy that used to be for the Reds?
Rick Ankiel?
No, the Reds guy.
Michael Lorenzen.
Yeah,
right.
He was a center fielder and he'd pitch. But, obviously not on this level.
But
there's guys that probably have the talent to do it, to try it.
Not at
teams
that level.
Don't want to do it and not to excel like Ohtani. Yeah.
You can't throw
that's
102 with that sort of nasty slider.
I can't get over that slider. I just can't. I watched it 10 times
I know.
And say, he can't hit that. There's no
Nobody
way
could.
He could hit that.
And it was 3-2 with the championship on the line.
Right.
Full count.
Right. And he has the guts to throw it after throwing all those fastballs.
Bubba Chandler last year for the Bradenton Marauders was 1-1 in 26 innings. He had 33 strikeouts. I don't know why he didn't pitch more. Maybe he wasn't there that long. And then hitting, he was 184. With one home run.
I think hitting is so hard. People don't understand in baseball.
They don't.
You stand in there sometimes. Did you ever have an opportunity back in the day when you do this to go at spring training and stand in there and take pitches from someone?
We did that
a couple times.
Who did you take pitches from?
Oh, you got to go. First of all, he was a pitching coach.
There's probably guys that would like to
it
hit
wasn't.
Us, Joe.
Yeah.
They would lose control of
do
that
you remember
inside
Ray
fastball.
Miller?
No doubt.
Ray Miller?
Sure.
He was
of course.
Pitching BP. And
yeah.
We did a little story, and I said, hey, is it all right? And Leland, of course, give him some heat. I said, I don't want heat. Don't hit me. I'm on blood thinners. I just want to know what it feels like.
You think of the crowd into it, and then you see these whiny golfers. You're not allowed to breathe.
Oh, come on.
While they hit a shot.
I do agree with that. Yeah.
They hit a shot. You're trying to hit a slider from Ohtani with the game on the line, and there's bedlam around you. Those guys can concentrate. But the poor little golfers can't.
Exactly. I agree with that, Bob.
If I jingle my keys, they get distracted.
I don't get distracted. I don't think they should be distracted on a jingling of the keys.
I had to take that shot, but you can't take a shot.
And I'll tell you what, another thing. I remember Brooks Koepka, before he went to live, was playing down at Kiawah Island, and it was Bryson DeChambeau goes to And those two hate each other. Like those two hate each other. So yeah. DeChambeau misses a putt, and some guy says, this is all he said, oh, nice putt, Brooks, because he knew those two were battling back. DeChambeau had him escorted off the property.
That's what Ron means.
I agree. I think that's silly.
Although I do disagree with Ron on this. I think the most difficult position in sports is quarterback. I think it would be akin to
certainly arguable.
A pitcher. It would be akin to being a pitcher with somebody diving at your legs on each pitch or trying to kill you.
Certainly arguable. I mentioned that in goaltender.
Yeah.
Yeah, goaltender with guys coming
especially
at you.
Especially for the Penguins. Which leads us into Penguin talk. Coming up next, some interesting things happen. Love to hear from you, though, if you have an argument on that, as Ohtani is the greatest player ever. 412-928-9370. Bob Pompeiani, brought to you by PNC Bank. PNC, make today the day. Man, do we have tons of things to talk about. Ben has had some very interesting quotes in the last hour. How about we do that at the top of the hour at 11 o'clock? Do we have Chelsea Messenger, Falsey?
He doesn't know.
Ron?
He does, and he's the.
Is
he,
it my job to put together the show?
He's the beat writer.
You're the beat writer.
Well, her schedule has been up in the air for the past couple months.
Okay. So, that was a yes or no question.
We still got the tournament coming up this weekend.
We have the general, yes?
We do have the general, okay. Yes.
So how do
and
we
Bob's here on a Wednesday. I'm all thrown
yeah,
off.
Yeah, I threw you guys off. I'm sorry. It's,
this is actually Bob's
we
fault.
I think we're going to have Chelsea here coming up.
All right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.